What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about the WWE and UFC merger that recently happened and how I think that could affect sports cards. Like I said, thank you all for clicking on this video. Make sure you hit the like button if you enjoy the video. I'm interested to hear your thoughts, so leave those in the comments. And if you are new, please hit the subscribe button. Now let's get right into it. It was announced the day after WrestleMania that, which I don't know who, if you watch WrestleMania, I was a little bit disappointed to be completely honest, Roman Reigns, whatever. Maybe it's a similar era to like other wrestling eras where, you know, the people are like, the top wrestlers are, you know, the dominators and they're just going to dominate or whatever. But I was hoping that Cody Rhodes might win. I don't know. He didn't. So that's unfortunate. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens winning. That was really cool. I was excited for them, but like, I don't know. It just seemed like it was a weird decision to, you know, book that match and then have the Roman Reigns just win sort of by, you know, not even really winning, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But the day after WrestleMania, it comes out that Endeavor is going to be buying WWE for $21 billion. And that is the same company that owns the UFC. So WWE is an interesting spot, in my opinion, because it seems like over the past few years that there's been sort of like a decline. I don't know. Maybe this is coming from a little bit of a novice. I've kind of gotten back into wrestling a little bit, like following, watching, you know, Raw and SmackDown here and there. Not like super in depth. Like I watched some of the WrestleMania clips that were coming out on like Twitter and stuff like that. But like, you know, overall, like it seems like there's been a ton of news stories, similar kind of with sports cards, maybe, where people are talking about WWE losing money and like the company's not doing well and the stock isn't doing well. But now the UFC is going to be buying the WWE, or not, sorry, not the UFC, but the company that owns the UFC is going to be buying WWE. So when it comes to sports cards, Panini still has the rights for WWE and UFC. So I wouldn't be surprised if now there's some sort of maybe joint product together. Like, I don't know if the licensing is all together now. Like, I would imagine if you're, you know, Endeavor, there's a chance that, you know, maybe you go to Fanatics and be like, hey, now we have both of these licenses. Like, what do you want to do? And if Panini lost both of them, I don't know. I don't really know what would happen there. I mean, it's really like they lost their two big moneymakers in the NFL and the NBA. So like at this point, if they lost the WWE and the UFC, I mean, I think it would be like a drop in the bucket compared to like them losing the other two licenses. But I think overall, when it comes to what they're going to do, maybe, you know, over the next few years, I've talked about, you know, celebrity type sets where I think there could be celebrities. And I always put those two sort of in the same kind of conversation just because for the most part, like celebrities make appearances in the WWE, celebrities make appearances sometimes at the UFC in like the stands and stuff like that. The Hezbollah card, for example, like, you know, that was one that he was in the stands and that's where they pulled that image from. So over the next few years, I wouldn't be surprised if we do see like a WWE UFC product. I don't know if it's going to be like a Prism product. Like, I don't know if they're going to use one of their bigger brands. Like maybe they start out with Chronicles. Like I think when it comes to cards and newer types of cards, I feel like a Chronicles type product is probably the best way to go when you're trying out something new. I think it's hard for sports card fans to really get on board with new products and new things within the space. So when it comes to something new, I think like a mixture of a bunch of different things is really how I would go about it. And then I don't know if you take the data from maybe secondary data or you take the data from like, I don't know exactly what kind of data you pull, but then you find a way to get data from those sets. Like, I don't know, maybe you put in like this is me brainstorming on the spot here, but maybe you make like a card that also comes with like an NFT and you see or you make a product that also has an NFT that's related to each of the cards and you can scan the QR code and then that gives you the NFT and then they can see which cards maybe had the most amount of scans. I don't know if that's, maybe that's something that's over card collectors' heads and maybe that's more of like a, you know, a Web3 technical type of thing that maybe won't even give you the right amount of data because it's like how much data could you really pull from that? But either way, I think like a new type of approach to a product, especially now that these two brands are together, would be kind of interesting. I think maybe if they were to pull in like some sort of boxing or some sort of like, I know there's like a professional fighting league, like that's, I think it's on ESPN. Like, I don't know if it's like a combat sport product that they combine all of them into, like I said, like a Chronicles type product. I think it gives, you know, I don't know if creating this product will cater to the audiences they're trying to cater to, because I feel like the UFC fans are not necessarily WWE fans and vice versa. Like, I feel like they're all a little bit siloed when it comes to being a fan of the other sports. Like, I'm sure there's people who are WWE and UFC fans, but it feels like it's a specific type of fan that is a fan of that specific sport. So maybe combining them isn't really the way to go, unfortunately. Maybe, I don't know, it wouldn't be a detriment, I don't think, but like maybe combining the products isn't the way to go. I think it would be cool. Like, so as somebody who is, you know, I'm definitely more of a fan of WWE than I am UFC, but I mean, I wouldn't even really say like I'm a huge fan of WWE. Like I said, I kind of have started following it more over the past like year or so probably. So like my opinion on this maybe is a little bit different than somebody who's been a diehard WWE fan or a diehard UFC fan. Like maybe they don't want to see these two entities, you know, create a sports card product together, or because then you're adding almost another layer. Because then you're adding, like, if you're a WWE fan or a UFC fan, and if you're a sports card fan, you're kind of almost, it's almost like peeling back an onion. Like, you're peeling back multiple layers of an onion where, like, what is the audience for a product if they're trying to come out with something new? If they're trying to come out with a WWE or a UFC product, maybe keeping them separate is the way to go. Maybe combining them is your kind of, if you're combining them, you're probably catering to a very specific audience, because like I said, I feel like the fan of WWE, the fan of UFC, and the fan of sports cards are probably three different types of people. And if you're finding somebody who is a fan of all three, like, I feel like it's probably fairly rare when it comes to somebody who would be a fan, someone who would be a fan enough to buy a sports card product that's going to be a fan of all three of those things. But I don't know. I do think, like I said, I think this could be good for Panini. This could be good for, you know, it might be even better for Endeavor, because maybe they go to, like I said, maybe they go to Fanatics, maybe they go to, I don't know, some other company, and they start shopping this license out. Because like WWE did just sell their license to Panini. Like, it used to be Topps up until, I think it might've been either last year or this year is the first year that Panini was coming out with WWE products. So it's not you know, there aren't like Topps products as of even like over the past few years that have been WWE. UFC, I don't know if, I know Topps used to make UFC, because like the Conor McGregor rookie that everyone wants is a Topps card. I'm not sure when that license would have started for Panini. But now they both, like, the Endeavor company has both licenses. Technically, they have both licenses because they own, you know, they own UFC and WWE. So it's like, maybe they try and shop these licenses out a little bit. Or maybe they, you know, maybe they look at, maybe they get more involved. I don't know. I think that this is sort of a thing where I am speculating a little bit, because, like, I feel like this topic is a cool one to talk about. I'm trying to relate it back to sports cards. Maybe there's not going to be any change. We don't really know, because you know, like I said, this news just came out. But I think it would be cool if they came out with a UFC WWE product. And I think that the celebrity aspect of it, you know, of both sports, I think would relate to kind of them being able to come out with like a celebrity type of set within, if they came out with like a joint product, or if they wanted to come out with like a celebrity fighting product in general. Like, I think like maybe even a Goodwin Champions or like a Allen and Ginter. I think obviously those are Topps and these are Panini, but I think a product like that potentially would be kind of cool for these two companies, because like I said, now the same company basically owns the licensing rights for both of the combat sports.